transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
My brothers and sisters, we just heard a story that is a very difficult thing for us to hear. We hear of this great banquet that we have been invited to. And in the story, the master sends out the servants and says, go tell everyone who was invited, come, the banquet is ready. And they all began to make excuses, it says, one after the other. And these excuses, my brothers and sisters, were not enough to excuse them for their absence. The three excuses, it says in the Greek, dikaiologias, they were trying to justify themselves in their absence. I just bought some land, I have to go check it out. I just bought some new animals, I have to go see them, I have to go test the animals. I just got married. All of these excuses, my brothers and sisters, are the same thing that I hear over and over and over again. I have to work. I have family coming. I can't come to church all the time, Father. All excuses. Because the men in the gospel didn't want to be in the banquet. They wanted to be doing their own thing. They didn't want to be inconvenienced in their day. And so what's our excuse? I hear these exact same excuses, including the one of just getting married. For some reason, we seem to think just getting married is a reason we can't come to church. The time has come, my brothers and sisters, for us to want to be with God more than anything else. Not because I say so. Not because the church expects it. Because God has invited us to be with Him. The invitation to come and be with God and to come and receive Holy Communion, to live with Him, is not something that the church sends out. But the Creator of the universe has invited us, simple folk, human beings, in our brokenness, in our fallenness, in our sinfulness. And yet we're constantly filled with excuses. Even when we come to church, we come up with excuses of why we don't receive communion. As if life, work, what we want to eat, as if all these things are more important than communing with God. And that's not the difficult part of the gospel. The difficult part about the gospel, my brothers and sisters, is the very end. Go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. For I say to you that none of those men who were invited shall taste my supper. This, my brothers and sisters, is a warning from God directly to our hearts. If we do not accept God's invitation to live with Him, in communion with Him, to enjoy His heavenly banquet, the divine liturgy is just the beginning. then we're going to find ourselves on the outside. We're going to be looking in through the locked doors. All because we didn't have the desire to enter. We didn't have the desire to live as God wants us to live. So we have 2 weeks left to prepare for Christmas. Today, the Feast of Saint Spyridon, the church increases our fasting now. Increases the intensity of our preparation. Reminding us the feast is coming, the celebration is coming. Christ is going to be born. Are we going to have excuses of why we do not attend to him? There are 10,000 members of our church living in this city. I pray for the day that there are 10,000 people who come for liturgy. I pray for the day that we have to build 3 cathedrals to fill them all. But let's start with filling this one. Let's start in our own hearts by desiring God more than anything. So we can celebrate his birth in 2 weeks and the joy of the hymn from Katavasia, Christos Yanate Doxasate, Christ is born, glorify him. Christ has come from heaven, let us encounter him and live with him and allow him to live in our hearts. It begins with our desire. Excuses only get in the way. That's our chance. I pray that we will have the thelisi, that we will have the desire to fully embrace God this year for Christmas. And it doesn't end, that it continues. Glory to God for all things.
As far as they could bear it.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.